Progress check 4. Exercise 5, page 68.
Welcome to this special podcast from Green Hills High School. I'm going to discuss a bullying initiative with my fellow student, Josh Pikes. Good afternoon, Josh. Can you start by telling us why we're making this special podcast?
Yes, sure. This is National Anti-Bullying Week, and we want to make sure that all the students know and understand why this week exists. About 10 years ago, hundreds of students from around the country came together to take action against bullying. It was suggested that every school in the country participate in an anti-bullying week to raise awareness of bullying inside and outside of schools. Quite often, nothing is said about bullying in schools. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist. This week is intended to keep the issue to the fore, to keep school standards high, and to protect student welfare.
And what kinds of things will we see in our school during anti-bullying week?
Hopefully, we won't see any bullying. But in all seriousness, we never want to see bullying in our schools. There will be posters up on the school walls which will give people advice. We will also have lots of activities in which students can get involved. My favourite activity is the drama group one. Basically, anyone who wants to come along will join one of several groups of students in making a short play about bullying. These groups of students will have to create and perform all elements of the play. The plays will be in front of the whole school in the assembly hall on Wednesday morning, the third day of Anti-Bullying Week.
How do you think these plays will help deal with bullying?
First of all, by being watched by all the students, the play will have brought the issue of bullying to their attention. The key to any campaign is raising awareness. So after the plays are performed, there will be discussions held in the PSHE classrooms. Our fellow students will be asked about their interpretations of the performances. It's a good way to start discussions about such a serious subject. It will help students to relate what they've seen to how situations really occur in the school environment.
That sounds like a great plan. I hope it works. Are there any other interesting activities taking place?
Yes, there will be many things happening. Students will be encouraged to submit poems into the anti-bullying poetry competition. The English department are going to give the students guidelines and ideas for writing the poems. It should be fun. I told you already that there will be posters, but there will be a poster competition too. The best poster and poem will win a prize. There are going to be lots of special shows on our school radio podcasts, but I'm sure you knew that already. There are so many things happening, I think it's going to be an exciting week at school.
It's not often you hear students say that. So why do you think it will be such a successful week?
A bullied child can feel completely isolated from the rest of the school. The effects of bullying are long-lasting on a person. You may never completely recover from it emotionally. These activities are a way for young people to share their experiences. They will help students to feel involved with their peers. Now that Anti-Bullying Week is an annual event, we hope that the school environment it helps to create will be one of tolerance and respect. All the activities this week are aimed at bringing us all together. If we can work together, have fun together, and move forward together, then there is no reason for bullying to exist anymore.
Well, Josh, you've got me excited about everything that will be happening too. And for anyone who would like to find out more about Anti-Bullying Week, you can check out all the details and links on our school website. Thank you, Josh.